This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean.
Yes, you are.
The Live Lounge is upon us.
Oh, look, we're very excited as well because for the last couple of Live Lounges, we've gotten a couple of artists that we know who are doing a show here or there coming on in, and sometimes they've been too tired to sing a song, which has happened a couple of weeks, hasn't it?
The shade of it all.
But no, we've got an artist joining us today who is launching their album next week, which is really exciting.
Yes. The fabulous Megan Sidwell joins us in the studio. How are you, Megan?
I'm really good. I'm on school holidays at the moment, so I've got plenty in me to sing a couple of songs.
Good. No, that's good. A Live Lounge that actually sings.
What a perfect, it's school holidays. May as well release an album.
Why not?
Launch another song. Why not just keep it rocking and rolling and keep it happening?
Exactly.
Now, you've had quite a great music career. You've been doing crowdfunding your music, put albums out before. What's exciting about the latest album that you're putting out next week?
First thing, I got to record in Nashville. So,
oh my God.
That was amazing. Yeah. My first time in the States and got to record this over there. But it's my first Australian release, basically. So my last album, EP, I released back in New Zealand.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see how it goes here and see if people like me.
Well, Ruth, I mean, we got you in here because we like your music.
Okay, it's a good stuff.
If that's any beginning, it's going to be a good one right there. So, going and recording in Nashville must have been...
expensive.
Okay, fair call. But is there a level of it being overwhelming as well because it's Nashville?
Yeah, I mean, the reason I went is, there was a producer, he's actually Australian, but he lives over there now, and he wanted to work with me. And I mean, yes, it did cost a lot of money, and it's a lot of saving being an independent artist, but
yes.
I had the opportunity to go and work with these amazing session musicians and just see what it's like over there. And you never know what happens. Like, we could have made the exact same album here, but it's Nashville.
Yeah. Yeah. Gives you that extra cred. But we've got our own country music, extravaganza here. Of course, Tamworth is a fantastic place to that, of which you're no stranger to. In 2016, you won the Coca-Cola Battle of the Bands there. That must have been exciting.
That was my first year there.
I'm just going to strut on in. And take it all.
Yeah, literally had no shows booked and then won this and then got to play in the closing ceremony on the main stage.
My God.
Thousands of people, massive stage. It was awesome.
Oh, that's so cool. Well, we've got you here for the Live Lounge today.
Yes.
You're going to be giving us a couple of numbers. So what's the first one you've got for us?
Well, the first one I'm going to do is actually the single that came out this week. It's called Piece of Me.
So exciting. Excellent. You're on the Mad Wednesday Live Lounge on Joy 94.9. And this is Megan Sidwell. Why can't I get Joy's name right? I'm having one of those Wednesdays. And this is Megan Sidwell in the Live Lounge.
Time. things I wish I'd left behind. Pray to God again, it's your time. If I could go back to the night, I'd put the bottle down, make this right. Stop myself before it's too late. All of those dreams we have had, all of those nights we have spent, although you say that it was only me, don't tell me all of those signs didn't make back and forth all in between. Oh darling, no, you never get to keep that piece of me, that piece of me. Wasn't how we were supposed to end. Dragging my feet forward to start again. When will I begin? Took everything inside to see that, baby, you got that piece of me. Tell me all of those dreams we have had, all of those nights we have spent, although you say that it was only me. Don't tell me all of those signs didn't make back and forth all in between. Oh darling, no, you'll never get to keep that piece of me, that piece of me.
That was fantastic.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
I mean, you're like, oh, we'll see how it goes with it. It was, that was just what, hearing that song was one of the reasons why we just had to get you in here.
Oh, I appreciate it.
That was of course, Megan said, well, that was her brand new single, mm-hmm. released this week. It's going to be featured on the album that is being released shortly.
Mm-hmm.
Megan, one of the things that I wanted to ask you about, your debut EP, Forever on a Sunday, you released a few singles after that. Now, one of them you completely crowdfunded. What was that experience like?
nerve-wracking. Like, it was one of those things, obviously, you know, if you don't get the full amount, you don't get the money at all.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, very stressful.
Obviously, you did get the full amount, though.
I did. But, yeah, I don't know if I'd be able to put myself through that again.
Can you tell me, piece of me, that was just so beautiful. Thank you so much for playing it here on the airwaves. What's that about? Where did the inspiration for that come from?
So that song is probably the oldest one on the album. I wrote that when I was moving here from New Zealand, so about 4 years ago. And yeah, it's basically just about, you know, if there's two people in a relationship of any sort, friendship or otherwise.
Well, relationships take lots of different forms, don't
they? I know. And, you know, if people are not on the same page, sometimes it can be hard, and you don't want to give all of yourself if you're not going to get anything in return.
It's
and
hard, isn't it?
You know, trying to keep the piece of me.
It's certainly created an absolutely beautiful song.
Thank you.
That was just so gorgeous to hear. This is one of the reasons why Robbie and I love having the live lounge.
Mm.
It's such a beautiful way for us to end the show, is to come in and have a singer singing and expressing themselves. And you've got one more for us as well, which is pretty exciting.
I do.
Now, this is from the new EP that's being released next week as well.
Yes.
Now, you're actually doing an album launch as well. So hearing you here on the radio on Joy 94.9, sure, that's nice. But you know what's better? Actually supporting an artist and buying their CD, or you can go and see them live for their album launch.
With the full band,
which is even better. You're performing at the Grace Darling, aren't you?
Yes, 20th of July. It's a matinee show, so, you know, you can have a few drinks during the day and still make it home for bedtime like nanas like me.
But, I mean, we're here in the studio right now. Hearing you on the radio, I bet everyone's just blown away. Ooh. But I it was so beautiful hearing you here in the studio. Absolutely worth going and checking out. You can jump onto our social media right now and you can find the links for your social media and also for your webpage, which has all the details of that event. And you can also then be ready to buy the album next week, which comes out. Hint, hint. So what have you got for us to sing yourself out with?
All right. I'm going to do the first single that off this album, and it's called I Got You.
You're on Joy 94.9.
Behind me close as I take a step into the world. Wheels are rolling but it's hard to see where this is going. Minutes pass and days go by and blinking up how it lights. Another mile away with no sign of slowing. But I won't worry about tomorrow, cause I got the sunrise. Got a roll beneath my feet, got a feeling this is meant to be. Tell me that I'm dreaming, hoping I believe, cause I got you, you got me too. Tickets bought and baggage waiting in the dark, the stars parading, hanging on the wings of the promises I'm keeping. Past the point of no return, but my heart forever yearns. Closing my eyes, but tonight there'll be no sleeping. Cause I won't worry about tomorrow, cause I got the sunrise. Got a roll beneath my feet, I got a feeling this is meant to be. Tell me that I'm dreaming, hoping I believe, cause I got you. Oh, I got you, you got me too. For all the cities I pass through, I got the sunrise, I got a roll beneath my feet, I got a feeling this is meant to be. Tell me that I'm dreaming, hoping I believe, cause I got you. Oh, I got you, you got me too. You got me too, yeah. Tell me that I'm dreaming, cause I got you. Ooh, I got a sunrise feeling this is meant to be, cause I got you.
Megan, that was absolutely beautiful. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
It's been an absolute pleasure. That was Megan Sidwell. You can see Megan at her album launch next week at the... I've lost my piece.
At the Grace Darling Hotel. That's on the 20th of July. Or, of course, you can check out her album when it is released
next
week.
Which is next week as well.
Next week. It's called Right Kind of Wrong. Megan Sidwell, thank you so much.
No worries.
It was beautiful hearing Piece of Me and I've Got You, and I can't wait to hear the whole album. Thank you so much for joining us.
No problem. Thanks, guys.
You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean on Joy 94.9.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.